This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. How busy was Cyber Monday at Amazon? So busy that the company had to put out a statement that said, in relevant part, this: we are off to a record-breaking start to the holiday season, and on peak shopping days, delivery promises vary and may be longer than normal. And for Amazon to have to slow down how quickly its customers are getting what they, which is to say we, want, that's a big deal. That promise, customers first, drives virtually everything Amazon does, and as we all know, it does a lot. And what the company does and what that does to a city, Baltimore, Maryland specifically, was the subject of a long article that Scott Shane had in the New York Times the other day. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Do me a favor, would you, and set the scene in what you describe as post-industrial Baltimore that kind of opened the door for Amazon to get in there.
Well, Baltimore, like a lot of American cities, has been losing industry for a very long time. It lost a General Motors plant that closed in 2005. It had a big Bethlehem Steel plant that closed for good in 2012. And Amazon came along in 2015 looking for space for a warehouse, and that's when they built their first of two.
You live in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
I was struck by one of the things you said early on in this piece, that you kind of have to go looking, but once you do go looking, you can see Amazon's footprint all over that city.
Yeah, that was one of the remarkable things. I think people here, like people everywhere, think of Amazon as basically, you know, you go on the website, you click, and a package comes to your front door. But I was kind of blown away by the Amazon presence at the local airport. Mm-hmm. I was struck by how many companies, government institutions are using AWS, Amazon Web Services, their big cloud computing provider.
Yeah, which is the amazing thing, right? Because that's the part you don't see. You see all this stuff, but then you learn that the city of Baltimore uses AWS, hospitals use it, the football franchise in town, the Ravens, use it. It's amazing.
It's, you know, every NFL player, turns out, has a chip in each shoulder pad. There's a chip in the football. There's a chip on the ref's jersey. And all this stuff are being recorded and sent to AWS for all kinds of, you know, sophisticated data crunching. So that, you know, that's another example of how Amazon is sort of often kind of lurking in the background of many of our daily activities.
Setting aside my riff on how all this data is fundamentally bad for sports, and I know people are going to get on me about that, but there is the bottom line of all of this, right? Whether it's the warehouses or the chips that tell league officials how far the ball traveled or ring or anything, the through line of this, but the subtext of this piece is that the convenience we have become accustomed to as consumers at whatever level comes with a cost. Lay out that cost for me.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, Amazon famously, you know, has a slogan. It wants to be the most customer-centric company in the world. And, you know, I don't think that is just marketing hype. We used to get packages from Amazon in a week. Then it was 2 days. Now it's 1 day. Some places you can get them in an hour or two. But if you are working on that kind of a schedule in a warehouse, or for that matter, at the airport, you're always on the clock. You're being graded and judged. And if you don't meet the numbers in each of those cases, you're basically out of work.
Not to be dystopian about this, but I think somebody in your article said, look, Amazon's only going to get more powerful, right? Because they're getting bigger, they're getting more data, they're getting more equipment, more money, and they're just going to keep growing and doing this.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I went to kind of look at what Jeff Bezos has said about the future of Amazon. I wanted to see if in light of these antitrust concerns that have arisen in Washington, whether maybe he was pulling in his horns a little bit. And quite the contrary, you know, I learned for the first time about this project they have to launch, I think it's 3,200 low orbit satellites to provide broadband internet coverage everywhere. You know, I found a quote from him this year where he says, we're big enough now that we can do big things and take on big challenges and really try to move the needle. So certainly both in terms of its capabilities and its philosophy, Amazon seems very much inclined to get bigger and bigger and reach into more and more areas of the economy and of our lives.
Scott Shane is a reporter in the Washington Bureau for the New York Times, reporting on his hometown, Baltimore, and Amazon, and what that company is doing in that city. Scott, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Great piece.
You're welcome, Kai.